And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Alan Colton. Serious Christians have long understood that this business of shopping for things at Christmas time should be moderated, not allowed to stand in the way of the meaning behind Christmas. And yes, the winter solstice celebrations are much older than Christianity. I get that. But then, you know, we used to live in caves. In defense of using the words Merry Christmas, even in the public square, I say the greeting has meaning and substance and story. And even if it is just a myth, the idea that a man has no greater love than to lay down his life for his brother is really the story of Christmas. To remove that idea from the public square, well, leaves the square empty. So I'm curious, will the public square, emptied of Christian story, be left empty? Or will it be filled with something else? I mean, when you say, Happy Holidays, do you mean to say that we should dance in a circle around Stonehenge, howl at the moon, get drunk on fermented peat moss? It all sounds so anthropological and laid back. I bet there's a blood sacrifice in that picture somewhere. That would be interesting. I, for one, prefer the comfort of a complex story about God and man and the moral law, a story that grows in complexity as I study it. And I hate shopping. Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Alan Colton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues.
On the new WCHL.